welcome you, those who are visiting. It's always a joy to have those who come by stranger, by face or by name, but always knowing that we're in the same spirit. And if you are visiting, would you mind just lift your hand so our ushers may see you, recognize you, and present you a card with a greeting from our church. We're delighted to see you, each of you, and have you in this service. I'm particularly happy I met some of our friends from down South Carolina. Brother Wellington, who's up here with his family, and it's always good to see them and have them in our service. You will notice in your bulletin the opportunities for today. And throughout the week, with our prayer meeting, and of course, coming up, the church picnic. This is a wonderful day. This is the day we work forward toward the celebration in our country. And so, this time we're going to begin our service with the pledge to the flag and to the Bible, and we'll ask them to come in. We will first pledge our allegiance to the United States flag. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And then we will pledge the Christian flag. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one brotherhood,
and then to the Holy Bible. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, and will make it a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, and my mother's word to my heart, that I may not sin against God.
Thank you.
to turn to 566, number 566 in the responsive reading section for our scripture. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, as any man should boast.
May God add his blessings to the reading of his word. Shall we unite in a moment in meditation and prayer, when we pray for our own needs, the needs of others, and a blessing upon this service. Shall we bow? Heavenly Father, we thank thee for these moments of refreshment, when personally we can place our burdens at thy feet, things that are too great for us to manage. We know God has the ability and will always supply every need. And so if we've come today with our sins, with our sorrows, with our sicknesses, we know that we can come with assurance that God will bless and freely give us all things. Now, Heavenly Father, for others we pray today. So many of our missionaries across the seas who serve us, we pray for the work. We pray, our Father, for our country today, as we think of the celebration of this great and good land in which we are privileged to live in. We are grateful, our Father, for the freedoms we have, the liberty we enjoy. Nowhere else in all the world are men free. And yet we know that we are not free indeed until we are free in Christ. And so for our leaders we pray, those in places of power and government, may they find that real freedom is found through Jesus Christ. Now, our Father, we pray that thou shalt this hour freely give us as we serve thee, and may we find something of the deepest joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we ask it. Amen.
Your
Shall we bow for prayer? Our Father, we pray that thou shalt help us as we bring our tithes and offerings for thy service and for our witness. In Jesus' name, amen.